And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Hey, everybody, quick announcement here. Crackpot Podcast is coming to Massachusetts. That's right, May 5th, Zach and I will be doing a live show at Ralph's Diner. Ticket prices, showtime, and other details will follow soon. But remember, May 5th, Worcester, Mass, at the historic Ralph's Rock Diner. We look forward to seeing you there. Hey, everybody, welcome to Crackpot, the podcast where each and every week we dive into a different conspiracy theory and we discuss the merits or the demerits of each. We're your hosts, I'm Tim.
And I'm Zach.
We're talking about Brazilian UFO crashes.
Finally, we made it. We arrived.
So this, if you didn't realize already, this is part two, of course. We got part one last week.
That's right.
So go back one and listen to that if you haven't already. I don't know. Is it important that these are chronologically listened to?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah. Do yourself a favor, because what unfolds next will make way more sense if you know the foundation of the show.
Okay.
So
let me see if I can quickly bring this up to speed here.
Perfect.
You know, the 3-minute montage at the beginning of the episodes, like previously, last season.
That's right.
Okay, so we have a book that you read by an American author, surgeon.
Yeah, Dr. Lear.
Dr. Lear. He goes down, he interviews people, 1996, January 20th.
Yep.
There are two witnesses that see a craft coming across the sky that spooks their cattle. Separately, you got another guy driving along the highway. He hears something. He gets out of his truck. He sees this thing, similar shape, similar size, flying through. It's got like wreckage and smoke and stuff streaming out the back. He follows this in his truck. It goes over a hill. He gets out. He sees the military there picking up pieces, and they tell him to get the heck out. And then a group of girls walking home from work or something, taking a shortcut through a field not too far from the crash site, and they come across a humanoid creature that's got brown, oily skin, big red bulging eyes, and three bumps on the top of its head. They think it's a devil. They run home terrified, and a couple of them have some very odd dreams about floating through outer space, and they also subsequently get sick afterwards. What the heck is going on?
Well, you nailed the recap, dude. That was perfect.
Thank you. A lot of practice.
Yeah, I was trying to pick it apart, but no, you got it. And okay, well, like I said, you know, early on in the episode, or, you know, throughout, these are events that are unfolding, you know, in parallel, and not everybody is aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
So, okay, each one of these things separate. So let's fast forward to what happened, we believe, after the girls saw this creature.
Okay.
The next eyewitnesses to this creature were actually police officers that were on duty.
Okay, did they get a call out there, or they just like stumbled across this thing on patrol?
Listen to this. Okay, so I'll begin by saying that on the, you know, during the late afternoon, early evening hours of January 20th, there was a massive hailstorm.
Oh, okay.
This was a gigantic one. It broke windows, damaged cars, a little flooding. I mean, it was the quintessential, like, the heavens opened up and there was a massive hailstorm, which is kind of weird. I was actually going to ask you, because I don't remember, or have we heard about that happening?
No.
Like a huge storm?
To me, that seems separate.
Okay. Fair enough. Anyways, oddly enough, that took place. So while this storm is occurring, basically the police officers are on patrol. They're driving around. And that's when they happen to encounter what we think is either the exact same creature that the girl saw.
Yeah.
Or I guess, technically speaking, could be a different one.
Sure.
Yeah, but all related to the same crash, right? Presumably. So here's what happened. They're on patrol when they see a creature trying to cross a street corner.
Okay. Using the crosswalk, I hope.
A good law-abiding alien. Thank right. you. But what they saw was a limping alien that was in some apparent physical distress.
Okay.
The police officers pulled their vehicle over to the side of the road.
What do you do?
They stopped. Okay. They got out, and they ran over to the creature.
Okay, good for them. It's probably more than I could have done.
Apparently, this creature gave no resistance when they tried to pick it up and bring it back to the car. And that's exactly what they did.
Okay. This is going to sound so bonkers. And you're going to be like, come on, man, were you even listening? Is there a chance that this is a human that is just being misidentified? Like, well, I don't even know, like a vagrant or right. someone wearing a costume or something. I don't know.
I go back to what the girl said, right? When Dr. Lear said, is there a chance this is an animal?
Yeah.
Or somebody that's hurt?
And they're just like,
hurt?
Absolutely not.
No, it's not. Yep. Okay. Straight up. Now, okay. The actual testimony of the police is that they were actually able to pick up this creature. And I won't read the, you know, eyewitness accounts because yeah. it's very consistent. It's clearly the same type of creature. But here's where things get a little bit weird. So after they bring it back, they then have to contact HQ and say, what do we do with this, you know?
Where do we bring them?
So they're advised to bring it to a small hospital
okay.
nearby.
Okay.
Okay? And that's fine. But they immediately know that this isn't just an injured human. This isn't just a vagrant. There's something going on. So what happened was they bring this creature to this small hospital, which Dr. Lear said it's essentially the same thing as like a first aid tent.
Sure.
So they brought
like
it to
a minute clinic kind of urgent care sort
completely.
Of thing. Yeah, yeah.
And after bringing it back, one of the officers knows, okay, I'm in for a long night. I got to be able to explain this. Write a report up. Nobody's going to believe me. So what does he do? He swings home, tells his wife, says, hey, look, it's going to be a long one for me tonight. I'm sorry. I'm going to get changed real quick. I got to head back to the station, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, okay.
So that's what happened.
And it doesn't sound like they mentioned any sort of smell or anything associated with
it. No
this,
account of a smell or anything okay. unusual in that regard.
All right, interesting.
But we have a major problem here.
Yeah.
2 weeks after picking up the creature, one of the officers died.
What? How?
We don't actually know.
What do you mean we don't know?
Well, this is where, okay, I mean, you're going to have to believe this.
Uh-huh.
So let's keep rolling. Here's what happened. Within 2 weeks after the encounter, one of the officers died from an unknown condition. The deceased officer left behind a wife and two kids. He died in the hospital, and there are rumors around what was his cause of death. Supposedly,
okay,
there was no death certificate.
If you like what you hear, head on over to patreon.com/crackpotpodcast and sign up to hear the rest of it. I can pretty much guarantee you're going to be impressed. You're not going to regret it.
I will say, based on what I've heard from the patrons so far, we have a 100% ROI on this baby.
Ooh, what does that even stand for?
I think it stands for
North American.
Thank you very much. Exactly right. So as Tim said, we've got a bunch of cool stuff happening over there. For $3, $5, and $7 a month, you get access to all sorts of different stuff.
And you can hear everything in the back catalog.
That is actually really cool.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff there. So check it out. You shan't be disappointed.
Thanks, everybody.